I've been trying to figure out how to talk about climate change. It's a scary subject. Climate change is likely to injure and embitter people we care a lot about, our children and grandchildren, hurt them with disease, drought, famine, floods, and storms, destroying their homes, houses, and business too, indeed their towns and communities. That's scary, all right. But what do people do when they're scared? Fight or flight? But where do you go? Unfortunately, a lot of people do neither. They just can't bear to think about it. But climate change will find them and their children and grandchildren anyway. What they don't know will hurt. Climate change is a big problem. The scale of the problem leads people acting individually to come up with platitudes like, "Don't cross that bridge till we get there." Of course, the bridge won't wait. If we don't plan in advance, it won't be there when we want to cross it. And that's not just a statement about infrastructure. My hybrid and my solar panels make me and my family feel good. But they only make a small dent. Of course, they'd make a bigger dent to the extent that the example catches on and government organizes a much bigger, more wide-scale reaction. That, after all, is what we're trying to do. Our hybrids and solar panels are like very large lawn signs saying, "Join us." Like lawn signs, the signs don't make the difference. But the cultural statement that this is the right thing to do can carry the day. That's the kind of problem government is for. The kind of problem that is way beyond our abilities acting individually. Handling climate change requires coordination on a scale that only government can make happen. When government takes charge, those of us trying to do something about climate change become part of a powerful movement, not weaklings and suckers. Even the most ideological free marketeers have a name for situations where only government can solve the problem. They call it market failure. Government will organize a powerful response when the people make clear with their voices that they demand action. It will happen when people see their personal welfare not in opposing climate change, but in demanding that government direct opportunities to those whose livelihoods may be injured by efforts to fight climate change. It will happen when the rest of us understand that we are all in this together and demand that we all have to share the benefits and burdens. This is a war against forces that will destroy our families, our country, and our world. And it's not a private opportunity to make big profits at everyone else's expense. This is a shared problem, a shared opportunity, and a shared job. In the past, we've used an excess profits tax to share the burden of war and to build the weapons of war we spread the factories all over the country. We can be fair. We can protect and provide for each other. What we can't be is cowards looking the other way. As we gear up for the 2020 election, the politicians must declare what they will do to stop climate change from destroying us all. I know some relish the opportunity to be a war president, to be the great leader that pulls us from the brink of disaster. Okay, then, this is the war we have to fight. Now, lead the charge.